Twitter.
Flex and Frooms.
Flex and Frooms.
This is the Flex and Frooms Catch Up Podcast.
Northwest has been coming up far too much. Personally, for me, I don't care about externally. But this is worth discussing. We've got a listener DM that is speculating that Northwest, the daughter of Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, might just become the face of anti-capitalism. This person says, your conversation on Northwest reminded me of one I had with my roommate, who steadfastly predicted that North will eventually become a figurehead for the anti-capitalism revolution. Would love to hear your guys' theory on this. What do you reckon?
What is the anti-capitalist revolution?
Okay. And so anti-capitalism is like this ideology or this movement directed against capitalism. So against this idea that we have private owners and private anything and that we should be participating in a more unified way. The point is, someone like Northwest, yes, she could be the face of the anti-capitalism revolution, but how much can she divest from capitalism and still have the same amount of influence? Do you know what I mean? Like, it's almost as though because she is like this capitalist scapegoat for her family, it's like she's on magazine covers and we're talking about the Kardashians through her. We're seeing the Kardashians as better or whatever, because now they have this new figurehead for us to observe them from. For Northwest to divest completely from them, would she even have the influence to critique them? It's like when you find out, like, some random celebrity, like, I don't know, like a, what's a random celebrity? Keith Urban. If you found out Keith Urban had 6 kids, you'd be like, oh, that's crazy, I didn't know. But because we don't know who those 6 kids are, what influence do they have over anything?
True.
Do you know what I mean?
Sunday Rose, great name.
So for Northwest to maintain having influence enough to be a face of something, she would need to be actively participating in capitalism.
Which would be even more powerful when she denounces it.
But how far can she denounce it and not be right next to it? Like, how much will people allow her to divest when, like, the very nature of her being can never be separated from the capitalism that, like, bred her? It's tricky.
I think it just makes it more powerful. It's like people who grew up really rich and then become socialists. Same thing.
Does it make it makes it as powerful as it makes it as suspicious?
Yeah, of course.
Like when you have people in media where they stand for something so heavily and you do some research and you recognize that they've been raised in an environment that contradicts exactly what they stand for, it makes them seem less reliable. It's like a trap.
I think it makes them way more reliable.
They didn't say Northwest will be an anti-capitalist, be the face of anti-capitalism. That's a big thing. I don't know what she would have to do to have that much pull. Like, think about the faces of the world. The people who have the biggest pull right now directly contribute to capitalism. Who are the biggest faces of anti-capitalism in the world?
Julian Assange. I don't know if he's about that life. Just think of him as countercultural.
Yeah.
Couldn't even tell you, babe. Is that the point?
Maybe. We'll keep an eye out.
100%. Northwest, whatever you do, good luck. You'll be Flex and Frooms. I'm Kata.
You've been listening to the Flex and Frooms Daily Podcast. For more, tune in to Kata on DAB or stream it on iHeartRadio.